Hey, feel I'm in the mood for a switcher. I hit the function, hit the rosé till I hiccup. I hit the stage and leave with money that's a sticker. She picture perfect, so I told him I'm a flicker.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Uncut Critic Podcast. It's one of your hosts, Kid Adonis.
Man, what's going on? It's your boy, DJ Sir. What's puzzling?
So today, we're going to be talking about Space Jam.
Ooh, I love that movie.
A New Legacy.
I don't love that movie.
So today, it's going to be one of those episodes that's highly debatable in retrospect.
Like, yeah, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, this movie, the review is really going to be about how you see it. And who the movie was really made for.
I'm going to be honest. The movie is made for kids.
It is. So if you were born anywhere before 2000, probably not going to like this movie. Not going to lie.
Because I feel as though a lot of people is going
to
talk about this movie as a part two instead of.
It is not a part two at all.
It should be a part one. Definitely a part
and
one.
And it's like you have to watch this movie without understanding. This is not Space Jam 2. This is Space Jam: A New Legacy
versus the old legacy.
Like you feel me? Like I would have been okay if I had just a little bit of nostalgia from the first one. Like, man, but Bugs Bunny did make a few jokes.
I feel like Michael didn't want to be in this.
I feel like he didn't, but then again, I feel like he didn't, not because he didn't want to.
You make too much money.
Not even because I feel like he just want LeBron to have his own thing. You feel me?
I mean, he's always indirectly trashed LeBron.
Nah, I mean, I don't feel like he's indirectly trashed LeBron. He just be spitting facts.
The only person that's like me is Kobe.
That doesn't say that LeBron's not like him.
Bro, you know how disrespectful that is?
Because, you know, and
he stole all my moves. That's the one thing he said. He stole all my moves.
But if you really think about it, I feel like one of the reasons why that happened was because at the beginning of both of their careers, Kobe was like, I'm trying to be like Mike. I'm trying to do things like Mike. Mm-hmm. And LeBron's more so like, I'm doing my own thing. I ain't trying to be like Mike.
Because that's one thing in basketball. I feel as though you get compared a lot of things, just like this movie. This movie got compared to the original. You know, nothing can replace the original.
It was also a great movie. Like I said, this is more so of a kids movie. The original movie was more so of a movie.
And okay. The reason why I think it was more so a movie myself personally is because it was less cartoons then. I feel as though the technology at the time didn't have the ability to do 3D. 2D was a lot.
It was.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it took like about 5 years for them to do like every movie in cartoons because they drew out everything.
No, for real though, it did. Like, I feel like it did put. It was a lot. Let's just say it was a lot of work for the person who was behind the computer.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of Roger Rabbit moments.
You feel me? Because the technology just wasn't there. I feel like Mike probably did his scenes, mm-hmm. and after he did his scenes, it was like, all right. We did all the acting. Here you go.
See, I feel like LeBron didn't even have to be there that much, to be honest, because they put him in 3D and cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And that high-ass, bright-ass cartoon color. Yeah, and
like I said, I feel like this movie is doing a lot to compensate for what it's lacking, you know?
I feel like it lacks story.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like they tried to fill something in there. As a writer, I feel like they want to diversify the portfolio by including every type of basketball player.
Yeah.
In that, unlike the first one, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, the first one was real simple shit. They came in there. It's like you saw the effects of what happened when they took Charles Barkley and mm-hmm. Patrick Ewing's talents away.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas was walking to walls. That shit was funny as hell. I was in that bitch laughing on me.
And it made sense.
But
this generation or this new legacy. It definitely gave me Player One vibes.
Yeah, it really did.
It was too much marketing for me. And man, too much marketing. You, Game of Thrones, Ride a Dragon. Mm-hmm. You know, LeBron mm-hmm. this, LeBron that.
Yeah.
And I feel like with his acting, okay, when I'm going to hit his acting, like nice and sweet.
Tacky?
If it was just him, because he's a bland person when it comes down to NBA playing or interviewing, he's very stern. Right? That part, I feel like when he was trying to tell him, this is corny as hell, or this la di da di da, that part right there, I felt as though it was too hard of a push on his end. I don't know if it was the writing or just his acting, but that part when he was looking at the projector. You know, Don Cheadle, of course, played this part because he understands that this is a kid's movie. You know, you're supposed to play the villain. You're supposed to. What was his name?
Algie Rhythm. But if you really think about it, it was not a clear villain. It really came down to,
I think he was the villain.
I feel like, I mean, of course, like, he's technically the villain.
So LeBron was the villain?
I mean, no.
Because Dad didn't want to hear you?
I mean, in real life?
Stick to fundamentals.
LeBron is the bad guy. Well, he is the villain.
He's the protagonist, antagonist.
You feel me? Most definitely.
So who is LG Rhythm then?
But, and for the sake of the movie, LG Rhythm is the villain because he's taking the son away and then making him play against his dad. Like, that's terrible.
Man, look, all LG Rhythm is ordinary niggas playing 2K and how they feel about themselves.
Man, it's a little bit.
Bump it up, man. You're going up against who?
Look,
all right.
Uh-huh. Hey, low key though, that was, I'm like, oh my gosh. But it's like, even then, you really can't really see LG Rhythm as the real bad guy. Like, even all that, he was kind of just,
he
like,
stole everybody and made them a 3D character of a Twitch.
He was the not good guy.
Oh.
Looks just like LeBron.
No, you can tell what was funny though? When he was like, oh, this is great. All right, copy all the code. He's spoken out.
Okay.
Just scan people in. Look.
And LeBron's the bad guy because he's a bad parent. All right. Because if you raise your child right, your child will be like, we be like, hey, bring your ass over here. Get the boss ass over here.
When it comes down to parenting, I feel as though
being a parent is as bad as being a villain.
And that's why he's the villain. Is that why he's the villain? Because you know what needs to be done. I'm not a parent, so it just fucked my whole head up.
I'm just saying, when you're a terrible parent, it shows in your child. So when your child ain't doing right and doing wrong, and just defying you, and then you don't believe in your child and what they're trying to do. Like, it's not like his child trying to do something bad.
It was defiant. He was defiant.
He was very defiant.
You know, as soon as he was like, I could be my dad.
Look.
Power up.
First of all,
spin move.
I could say that from right here. My mother would send a shoe from 4 miles away that would find its way into this room and smack the shit out of my head.
Ooh, like an anime character.
Disrespectful. Ain't no respect.
But the problem is, you're in the serververse, you know?
He wouldn't have been the serververse if his ass was an obedient child like he was supposed to be.
Wait, from the original Space Jam, then they go like the Toon World.
Yes.
You know, and this one.
They went to HBO Max.
So in my mind, I'm like, green screen this nigga the whole time.
Yeah, and that's another reason I'm like, I feel like LeBron's actor was just like mediocre as hell, but as a cartoon, it was kind of believable more so of a cartoon.
So that's not his fault, yeah.
I mean, no. I feel like
the cartoon part is his part.
They should have made him cartoon 95% of the movie.
Oh, right. Ooh, I disagree.
Because when he was in the cartoon, it's like, bro, why are you trying to act like yourself?
because it's one of those, like, I don't think nobody gave him that guidance, you know? Because who's going to tell LeBron you're not LeBron enough?
Mike, fuck, the director.
But Mike wouldn't do it.
What, the director is not the coach. The director is the, look, I don't, if I'm directing,
the director is the coach. You either sit the fuck down or you will be replaced.
First of all, I would take a page out of Phil Jackson and Tom Thibodeau.
That nigga's not a director. You are a coach. A director
as
is
a coach.
Is your hire.
I will sit down my star and sit his ass. You would hit the bench.
Okay, guess what? As the director, I will pull a Quentin Tarantino. Jamie, I don't know what the fuck you were doing. You are a fucking slave. Jamie Foxx is scarred from that, working with Quentin Tarantino, from that Django part. Because he came in that Hollywood haircut, all looking, smelling
Django.
Good.
All
right. What the fuck is this? That's exactly how you're supposed to be as a director.
Yeah.
So,
then LeBron, do the fuck you want to do.
He did.
Like, did he take any kind of acting classes, or did he just walk in there and be like?
But he is a basketball player, geez. You know. You're a professional.
Mike was a basketball player, and we're not saying Mike was a good actor. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is Mike was being Mike, and he was good at being Mike because that's who he was. I feel like in here, LeBron was really, I am LeBron James, and as your father, you will play basketball.
Okay, you tell the problem is okay. This is the difference between Mike and LeBron, right? LeBron, me personally, right? He understands what he's doing. Mike did it. He just said, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. You're going to like it.
He's walking into it.
But you do have footsteps in front of you.
Who did it before Mike? What basketball
Mike did
player?
It. Mike is the icon. Mike is the label. Either you're going to be like Mike or you're not going to make it.
LeBron didn't want to be like
Mike. Right.
And we see where it got him.
See, the problem is when you follow, people will consider you a follower.
Now, if you lead,
for example, right?
Yes.
Like Michael led, so now you got to follow him. Do you really want to be a follower? Would you be labeled as a follower? If you did a great job at Space Jam 2... right?
He would be considered better than Mike in the acting
realm. That don't matter. He's still number two.
What do you mean? Kobe got run over. Listen. Kobe won a whole Oscar.
Wait, Super Mario, nigga.
Super Luigi?
Never. Never. You still yeah. Super Mario brothers, nigga. You get brothers.
What about Wario? This and this. Wow.
Hey, so you see what I mean, right? Yes. So it brings that antic of what people don't understand when it comes down. Okay, me personally, I feel like rappers are better in acting than basketball players.
I mean, yeah, because you have to go on stage and perform and lyrics and speak and talk. Like, they better be better than basketball players. You have to go on stage and perform. It's like, and do music videos, it's almost the same as going behind a camera. Now, when you're a basketball player, all you really do, you're performing, yes.
So you're having a Derrick Rose moment at the interview?
No, I'm not. I just feel like when you're used to being in front of the camera,
you can bullshit. I feel like you don't. You're right. You can bullshit, but a lot of people don't be hearing.
I feel like the only basketball players that probably should be good at acting will probably be people who do a lot of media press.
Such as what is they do press, media press all the time press. As an NBA player.
Not all of them.
What do you mean?
You don't.
But you're LeBron.
Exactly.
But you're LeBron.
Exactly. That's my point I'm making. Why isn't he better at this? Why is he better at being LeBron?
Because you need to understand, when he just got through playing, he's LeBron. But now they got a camera in front of you. Talk about act like LeBron. You're not acting enough like LeBron. So now, to be honest, as a director or as a producer and as LeBron, think how somebody just told you. You're not yourself.
This is BS. LeBron has his own TV show on HBO called the...
It's an interview. You're in control of it.
I understand, but he also is the executive producer, so he knows a thing.
You tell what the executive acting. Producer do? What? He pay for shit.
Bro.
He's the money guy. Bro. For example, no. I'm telling you, as an executive producer, right?
The EP?
Imagine this, right? EP. Imagine this. So you got a film going on.
Yeah.
You have $10 million worth of insurance, right?
Yeah.
I don't have insurance, right? If I call and ask you up, can I use your insurance? Can you put me on your insurance? You'd be like, yeah. You're an executive producer. Did you know that? Next time you go watch Power, look how many fucking executive producers it is.
What do you mean? First of all, the executive producer is more like the supervisor of the movie.
No, that's the producer. He the money guy.
No.
The executive producer, what resources you got?
The producer
look
at the executive
bitch town.
What do you mean?
Yeah, go. It's like a 30-second of executive producer. You can tell you why? Everybody coming together, put this together.
All I'm saying is, if that was the point, it'd be a lot more rich executive producers. The executive producer ain't rich. You don't hear a lot of rappers and famous people being EPs. If that was the case, it would be more rich, known people being executive producer because they friend it.
Listen, how many times do you look at the credits? Every single time?
Every single time.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay.
I only watch like 5-6 shows.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Who is the executive producer for Loki? Google ain't going to help you right now because that's what you're doing.
I'm not Googling nothing.
I just want to. It's one of those things where you know directors, you don't know executive producers unless they're famous, like Will Smith, Jada. They've executive produced a couple things, like After Earth.
Yeah, most definitely. And to answer your question, there's multiple. There's Kevin Fing Lewis.
Who is that?
Who nobody knows.
Oh, Google.
D'Esposito, Victoria, Alonzo Stephen.
Who that?
Kate and Broussard.
Okay.
Let's try two more rules.
Do you know any of those people?
Of course I do, bro.
You're looking at photos right now.
I'm not even looking at them. You see any photos? No photos.
As the audience, it's big cap going on, just so you know. I know y'all can't see the behind the scenes, but he is cheating.
Kevin Feige is
Feige. Kevin Feige. You know who Kevin Feige is?
He was a primary creator and producer of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You know who Kevin Feige is? Yeah. Kevin Feige is one of the most important people of Marvel. He's the head of all that.
It looks like he eat ass.
He's talking shit about Kevin Feige. You know how important he is.
Kevin Feige, I catch you outside. You're going to need the Avengers to protect you from his ass.
I'm not with him, Kevin. First off.
Yeah, he the president of Marvel Studios?
Oh.
And he the chief creative officer of Marvel. Damn.
You better put some respect on Feige. It's Feige. Yeah. He big smoke. You little worm. He big worm.
Can I get in the movie?
Nope. No, remember what you were saying about him? But, okay, let's get back to New Legacy. When it came down to Don Cheadle. I really like the role they developed for him. And what I mean by you like the role that they developed for him. As Algae Rhythm, he was more so sensitive and very aggressive. I feel like they gave personality to something that shouldn't have personality.
I really feel, first of all, I just want to take it a step further and say everything that Don Cheadle plays, for the most part, he really plays it. Don, no matter if it's comedy, serious, drama, thriller, killer, Manila. Don Cheadle does his role. And with this, like you said, I felt like something that shouldn't be alive, it made alive, and you kind of connected with it. You know, he just wanted to feel. You know, he felt like he was getting benched.
He was.
And like I said, he didn't like it. It kind of reminded me of that movie, the Mitchells versus the Machines or something like that. It's on Netflix. It's another movie. The Mitchells versus the Machines and the Mitchells versus the Whatever. Mm-hmm. But that movie started off with a program that was being kicked.
Okay.
You feel me? And it didn't like it, so it took over the world. And here we have Algie Rhythm.
That he wanted acknowledgement. Yeah, you know?
And he wasn't getting it.
And I feel like, okay, I think
just like LeBron James' son, they correlated because they felt like their talents wasn't really being
utilized,
and
which they weren't.
You know, your son made a whole video game from scratch,
which is phenomenal. But phenomenal, you need to understand, he is LeBron. You know what shoes you gotta fill.
I don't give a fucking Puff Daddy Combs.
You know how many nuts LeBron's been on faces of people he dunked on? You know how many posters your father didn't put people in?
First of all.
Posterized. People didn't even catch that little moment.
First of all.
Posterized. Yes, your father been putting niggas in posters.
All I'm saying is,
nuts on face.
If who got kids? Who got kids? Who
got kids? I ain't got kids.
No, I'm talking about famous. Diggy Simmons' father is Russell Simmons, right? You feel me? If he didn't want to be in like the entertainment business, his father wouldn't support him.
What you gonna bring up next, Dwayne Wade?
I mean, no, hell no. I'm not even gonna voice my opinion.
Leave that alone, right?
Leave it alone. This ain't the time or place for it. But it's a lot of people who don't wanna, like, I even watched Shaq's reviews. Now, of course, his kids are playing basketball.
His kids are Yetis like him.
Yes, and they're incredible. His son is really recovering. His son had to reteach himself how to walk. But it still goes back to the fact that the parents are supportive in the decisions that they want to do, as long as there's nothing harmful. LeBron did it. And Shaq's a great. Why can't LeBron do it?
Shaq's a great father, just like LeBron's a great father.
Well, in this movie, he was portrayed as a bad father, which for he is the villain, and he is.
So if the thing is, if he is a bad father in real life, for example, right? Why he play a bad role?
I mean, nigga.
So he's a great father in real life.
I don't, okay,
the villain is people not understanding adulthood. Whoa. It's children, because it gives me the code name Kids Next Door type of concept. Dad was wrong for forcing you to eat your vegetables, right? Yeah. Dad, the only reason you're here is from dad dunking on Knicks.
So
and being a great player,
so that
and means, learning the fundamentals. And so what he's trying to do is bring up one key concept of, guess what? The fundamentals got me here. You like where we're here now?
So because he's a great basketball player, his son has to be a basketball player, follow in his shoes. And if he doesn't, he's pretty much like left to the wolves.
I feel like he's trying to say this. Look, your dad been dunking on niggas ever since he was young, right?
He don't want
to
dunk on niggas.
But you want to be a coder.
So?
I pay those niggas because I dunk on niggas.
So? Come on, man.
Big bada boom. Algie Rhythm? Look, bro.
And that's why Algie Rhythm corrupted his son, because he was a terrible father. All right.
No, he found weakness within a child and not within an adult. That's why.
My child got beat.
That's why LeBron treated it. This is dumb.
Get beat.
We need to digitize you with LeBron's fame and talents versus my high tech. Come on, bro. I didn't even know computers talk like that. We need to get rid of that. That AI thing has become very popular.
First of all, it's too much AI, man. People stop and doing what they're doing. They're just dependent on these technologies. And that's what's wrong with the world now. All y'all want to always depend on your phones and
their serververse.
Serververse and all that, man. Fuck that shit, man. Do some shit your damn self, man. Stop being, get off your ass, bitch.
Let this go past. Yep. That's ambulance.
Yes. That's how I feel about this movie. I want to die, and the element is coming to pick me up.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
No, but this is a kid's movie.
Overall, though, like, when I think of, like, the concept of a video game that he came up with, it did definitely remind me of NBA
Streets. Yeah.
It was one of those things where it's basketball but not basketball at the same time. And I don't know indirectly that they was trying to use that as a reference with power-ups, game breakers, and all types of shit. But
can I sue for that?
I have the slightest clue. But it's one of those things where we want some money if you do.
At least 4%, man. I poured the shit out for
it,
you.
It was phenomenal. It gave me a Tron versus whatchacallit vibes with it. But Don Cheadle, the kid wasn't a good actor in general, but you could expect that from a kid.
Kid's movie better. He should have been a better actor. It's a kid's movie. I feel like everyone had problems playing their role. But then again, this was a children's movie, so maybe I'm a little bit too harsh on it.
Are you thinking like the Home Alone type acting, or what are
Macaulay
we?
Macaulay Culkin will be forever a great actor,
but he's an adult.
Mary
what has
Kate
he acted in?
Ashley Olsen.
What have they acted in? You were a great child actor, but
exactly. That's
it's,
my.
But
my
it's
point
only
is child acting.
It's only one child actor that I can give smoke to currently.
Ooh.
You ready? You about to be like, yeah, you right. You about to tell me I'm right. You ready?
Bullshit.
Shia LaBeouf. Even Stevens, put some respect on his name, bitch. You, yeah, yeah.
Dig it up the bones.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, right.
You know, you also got your Jaden Smiths. He was pretty good. You know.
Look, don't you start with Jaden.
You know.
Don't you After Earth. That's Will Smith's worst movie.
But Jaden Smith did pretty good. I just feel like all Will Smith kids are talented. I don't know why.
I don't think they're acting talented.
I think they're ugly.
So you like the Karate Kid, huh?
I loved it.
I love Jackie Chan.
Oh my goodness, you're a whore. No one loves you.
Hey, I'm telling you, if y'all feel it's different, just say it in the comments.
Say it in the comments.
Say it in the reviews. Say it.
I really feel like the Will Smith kids are just the Smith family. That goes Jada Pinkett Smith.
I really wish Jada would get back into acting. But back to Space Jam.
Back to Space Jam. What you give it?
What do I give it?
What do you give it?
As an adult.
Okay.
As an adult, it's a 6.
Oh, this is a adult. Mm.
As an adult, as a child that didn't grow up in the 90s, that didn't understand no internet, that didn't understand who really Bugs Bunny was.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
I'll give it like a 7.8. I don't think it's rewatchable.
It's not.
As an adult.
I fell asleep numerous times. It took me 4 times to watch.
I couldn't fall asleep on it.
I was trying to. I wanted to rewatch it because of the Space Jam, but every time I watched it.
Do you think the name is beyond the movie?
Way. It did not live up to the movie.
I feel like that's why I feel like the LeBron thing didn't work as well as people think too.
It did.
Because it's
no sign.
It's how many years ago since the original Space Jam came out versus now?
I think it was 95.
Exactly. With that being said, that's a good 20-some year difference.
That's 25, 26?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long ass time.
So for that to pop up like that is really complicated.
I really feel like they waited so long because they want people to try to forget.
Next generation.
Yeah, they want that generation, the whole generation.
Mm-hmm.
They want people in 2000 because if you was born in 2000, you've seen Space Jam as well.
Right, because it had longevity.
It really did.
It gave me the same concept. Okay, hear me out. Like the Godzilla, the separation of Godzilla updated what you, when you have more capable things, you apply it. Back then, that's why I'm like, he was in a green screen the whole time. He didn't even see bugs in them, and they probably used puppets to talk to them.
Seriously.
Versus this, it was all digital. You know, they digitized them cartoon because it's less work. So he didn't really probably was in a studio like a normal movie would be.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, that movie was more so for the culture. I feel like this movie was, like I said, it was just a kids movie. I feel like
it was black oriented very well.
I mean, yeah, because it's a black family with black people around a black sport. But black villains and black superheroes. A lot of black.
And everything else that's HBO and entails.
You feel me?
And Nike sponsor.
And product placement by HBO.
Like a motherfucker.
You feel me?
I'm like, when the next Addams Family movie coming out type of product placement?
Look, because I was looking at that too, man. I ain't going to lie.
I'm like, I didn't know y'all had some Hanna-Barbera stuff in here. Was that Hanna-Barbera?
Yes.
I'm tripping. Like,
yes.
I'm like, y'all got y'all home.
HBO Max trying to get that money.
Yeah, they got everything in hubs.
Everything.
I feel like they're the second one that's coming.
But
what are you giving it?
As an adult, I give that movie a 4.8. Yeah, I did not like the movie at all. And this is out of 10. This is legit out of 10.
Hey, I feel
as a child, I give it a 6.5. 6.7. Maybe. You feel me? Yeah, it's 6.7 out of 10.
I understand in a way. I do.
Kids liked it a little bit. Kids liked it a little bit.
I feel like we should have had a kid here to review it too. It would have been perfect.
Well, y'all badass kids at. You feel me? It's summertime. You know, that's when kids really be acting up.
They be outside. Don't come in here till the street lights come on.
Yeah, no. You already know. The streets don't come light. I'm on till 9.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is us wrapping up Space Jam.
Space Jam.
A new legacy.
New legacy.
Follow us on our social media handles.
Y'all be coming. Can I kick it on Twitter? Can I kick it on Instagram? Subscribe. Y'all know who I am. What I
Apple
do?
Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast.
Y'all want to go your on, favorite. You feel me?
Even go online.
Even go on OnlyFans. All that shit.
Okay, we ain't on OnlyFans.
Okay, we not on OnlyFans.
Unless y'all want us to. Hey,
subscribe in the comments.
Not that, not that type of podcast.
That was do OnlyFans. Let us know we live.
All right, y'all. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, love, peace, and group chicken.